eyes, and as a result, he lowers his gaze. He doesn't look at that which is haram.
تؤثر على اللسان فلا يكذب ولا يغتاب ولا ينم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it also has its result and effect on the person's tongue. He doesn't backbite, nor does he lie, nor does he engage in tale telling.
تؤثر على الجوارح فلا يبطش ولا يعتدي.
It also has its result and effect on the limbs of the individual. The person does not transgress. He does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the rights of others, people's personal property or their lives.
لَا يَأْكُلْ حَرَامٌ.
He doesn't eat the haram.
لَا يَشْرَبْ حَرَامٌ.
Nor does he drink that which is haram.
لَا يُمَارِسْ حَرَامٌ.
He doesn't engage in prohibited actions.
حَصَّنَ الْفَرْجَةِ.
He protects his private parts.
وَهَكَذَا.
I like this.
بِسَبَبْ.
Why?
ذلك الاعتقاد الذي وقر في القلب فأثر على الجوارح.
This reason, because this person has in his heart this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as such he is engaged in this form of worship, which is a worship or a form of worship of the heart, because he has this, it has caused him to not engage in these aforementioned actions which are prohibited.
الخوف ركن من أركان العبادة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is further explaining that this khawf, or having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a pillar from the pillars of worship. Worship, and the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala previously mentioned the definition of worship and the examples, it has its respective pillars.
And from the
pillars of worship, is having khawf or having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
من أركان العبادة المحبة.
And from the pillars of worship is having mahabba or love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
من أركان العبادة الرجاء.
And also the third pillar of worship is رجاء, having hope that this action is accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الخوف والمحبة والرجاء. هذه أركان العبادة. ستكون العبادة صحيحة.
So the three forms or the three pillars of ibadah, so that a form of worship is correct, is that you have khawf, mahabba, and raja. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Khawf iqabah.
Fearful of his punishment.
Raja rahmatah.
And hoping for his mercy.
Mahabbatah himanah.
And loving that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وبهذه الثلاث ظلت ثلاث طوائف.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to these three pillars, there are groups who went astray with regards to one of the three respective pillars.
خرجت الخوارج لأنها غلبت جانب الخوف والوعيد.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the Khawarij, they revolted or they went astray with regards to their scene of Khuruj due to the fact that they went to extremes with regards to this khawf, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has threatened with the wa'id or his threats.
غلو.
And due to this fact, they went to extremes.
فكفروا كل أصحاب المعاصي.
And due to their extremism, they made takfir or they declared anyone who engages in a major sin as being a non-Muslim.
من جانب الخوف.
Why? Because they went to extreme with regards to janib or the aspect of khawf, having fear.
فغلو.
And they went to extremes with regards to this.
ولذلك يسمون أيضا بالوعيدية.
And due to this fact, the Khawarij are also named al-wa'idiyya, or those people who went to extremes with regards to the threat of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فغلبوا جانب الوعيد.
And they focused on this, they over-focused on this aspect of wa'id, or the threats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
في المقابل.
And in opposition to the Khawarij, we have another group that went astray with regards to another pillar that the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned.
المرجئة.
The Murji'ah.
ماذا فعلت المرجئة؟
What did the Murji'ah, what was their extremism?
غلبت جانب الرجاء.
They over-focused or they went to extremes with regards to the aspect of Raja, or hoping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy.
فغلت.
And they went to extremes with regards to this.
فأولئك قالوا لا ينفع مع المعصية إيمان ولا طاعة.
And they said that they said that
لا ينفع مع المعصية إيمان ولا طاعة.
That the Khawarij went astray, and they said that with regards to with regards to engaging in ma'asiyya or engaging in obedience, if the person has engaged in this, there's no benefit in it. He has left Islam.
المرجئة ماذا قالوا؟
The Murji'ah, what did they say in retrospect?
قالوا لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب.
With an opposition of the Khawarij, the Murji'ah, they said that if the individual has iman or if he believes, then no sin will.
لماذا سموا مرجئة؟
No sin will. يعني he will not be blemished by any sin. No sin will have its effect.
لأنهم غلبوا جانب الرجاء.
They went astray because they went to exchange with regards to this pillar of Raja or the pillar of having hope with in the mercy of Allah or hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Abdullah ta'ala stated that these, the Khawarij and the Marji'ah, they represent two opposing extremes. And with regards to the third pillar, the mahabba or love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وغلت في هذا الجانب غلات الصوفية.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that the extremist Sufis, they went to extremes with regards to this mahabba.
قالوا نحن يكفينا حبه.
They said, it suffices for us that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا رجاء رحمته ولا خشية عقابه.
Not fearing his punishment, nor hoping for his mercy, but it's sufficient that we love him.
ولذلك أهل السنة يقيمون الأركان الثلاث، فهم حبا لما عنده وخشية عقابه ورجاء رحمته.
And due to this fact, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is reminding us that Ahl al-Sunnah, they are the balanced group, and they have a balance with regards to these three affairs, these three pillars. They fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time they are hopeful for His mercy, and they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which is with Him. وقال رحمه الله تعالى عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مدغة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر بأربع كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله والشقي أو سعيد فوالذي لا إله غيره إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيشفق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها وإن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيشفق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها متفق عليه.
هذا من الأحاديث العظيمة.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that this is from the very great or immense hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وفيه أشياء لا علم لنا بها إلا بطريق الوحي.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that therein there are affairs that we have no knowledge of except via al-wahi or revelation.
خلقة الإنسان عالم الأجنة وما يكون في بطن الأم.
With regards to the creation of mankind and his state when he is a fetus inside his mother's womb.
أخبر عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم و علوم الأجنة العصرية بدأت تتضح لها بعض هذه الأمور التي قد أخبر بها رسول الله من 1400 سنة. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that therein, in this hadith, you find that there are affairs which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned 1400 years ago with regards to when the individual is a fetus that modern day science has just began to discover.
ثم ذكر الأربع كلمات الرزق والأجل وعمله السعادة والشقاء.
And these four things that are mentioned when the individual or what is written from the individual with regards to his risk or his provisions and his ajal, يعني the length of his life, his amal, his actions, and whether this individual will ultimately be from the wretched or be from amongst those who are happy and those who will receive the reward at paradise.
وهذه أمور القدر في الغيب.
And these are the affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined for each individual, and these are affairs of the unseen.
هذه الكتابة لكل منا، لأن هناك الكتابة لما هو كائن، والكتابة العمرية. الكتابة العمرية هذه كتابة عمرية، كل منا له يوم عند النفخ، أي بعد الأربعة أشهر تكتب له هذه الكتابة، كل منا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is related to what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has decreed for each individual with regards to al-qadr al-umriya, or what the individual, what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala pre-decrees for the individual with regards to his life and those things that will happen therein. And this will be the case of each individual, that these four things will be pre-decreed for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with regards to this individual.
ثم ذكر الخواتيم.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the khawateem or the indifferent affair of the individual.
نسأل الله يحسن خاتمتنا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala made supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our indifferent that we die upon good.
إن الرجل ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار.
And the first part of this hadith is that the individual he will do actions like the actions of the people of paradise, but that which is written will overtake him and or come into effect, and this individual will engage in action of the people of the hellfire and thereby enter into the hellfire, meaning that he will die upon this evil action and enter into the hellfire as a recompense for that evil action.
كما في رواية أخرى فيما يظهر للناس.
And the Shaykh
إن الرجل يعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيما يظهر للناس. وفي رواية النار وإن الرجل يعمل بعمل أهل النار فيما يظهر للناس فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل. معناته أن عنده أشياء خفية.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala brought to our attention that there are other narrations of this hadith. And the first part of this hadith, that the individual will engage in the action of the people of paradise, the other narration states, with regards to that which is apparent to the people. And that the second part of this hadith, when the individual engages in the actions of the people of the hellfire, meaning, or any other narration, another narration, which is apparent to the people, which is outwardly apparent. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from these other narrations is that this individual, he has those hidden affairs which he engages in.
وعلى كل المستمر بالعمل الصالح يرجى له أن يختم له بعمل صالح.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he said in any case that the individual who is continual or continuous in his doing of righteous actions, it is hoped for this individual that it is written upon him that he dies upon good and enters into the paradise as a recompense for that good.
فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى. أما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى. المستمر على العمل الصالح يرجى له أن يختم له بالصالح، والمستمر على العمل السيء يخشى عليه أن يختم له بالسيء. ولكن أذكر انتبه من ذنوب الخلوات فهي تخذل بالخاتمة. انتبه من ذنوب الخلوات فهي سبب الخذلان بالخواتيم. انتبه لنفسك من نفسك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he reminded us of verses that in Surah Al-Layl, and the meaning of that the individual, if he engages in good, and he's continuous in good actions will be facilitated for him. And likewise, if he engages in bad actions, more bad actions will be facilitated for him. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if the individual continues upon good, it is hoped for him that it will be written that he dies upon good and as a recompense enter into paradise. And if the individual continues upon evil, this individual is warned from that, as it may be written that he dies upon this bad action or upon sin and enters into the hellfire as a recompense. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he said that he warns you all from doing bad actions which are done in secret. That these bad actions or these sins which are done in secret, they will disappoint the individual, and they will cause the individual, or they may cause the individual to die upon these bad actions or this disobedience, and as a result, the individual will be disappointed, as he will be from amongst those people that will enter into the hellfire. So, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala ended this portion of this explanation by saying, beware of yourself from yourself. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتى بجهنم يومئذ لها 70,000 زمام مع كل زمام 70,000 ملك يجرونها رواه مسلم.
وهذا يخيف.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this hadith, this description of the hellfire, it causes the individual to be fearful.
جهنم مخلوق عظيم.
The hellfire is a very large or a very great expansive creation.
خلقها الله ليعذب بها الكافرين وأعداءه.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it so that he may torment and punish the kuffar and torment and punish his enemies.
لها 70,000 زمام.
It has 70,000 reigns.
كل زمام ممسك به 70,000 ملك.
And every ring has 70,000 angels pulling it.
يعني 4,900,000,000 ملك.
4 million.
لا.
4 billion. 4 billion.
70,000. 70,000. No. 4 × 49. 5 صار.
لازم نحسبها. 4 billion 900 million.
يعني 5 مليار إلا 100.
يعني 5 billion except
100.
Except 100.
Million. شيء عظيم.
يعني a very expansive and great creation. Great in the sense of being expansive and very large.
يخيف.
And it is something which causes the individual to be fearful.
نسأل الله ينجينا وإياكم ووالدينا وذرارينا من جهنم.
Amen. And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala made supplication that Allah protect us and our parents and our progeny or children from the hellfire.
Na'udhu billah min jahannam. Na'udhu billah min jahannam. Na'udhu billah min jahannam.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala further supplicated that Allah protect us from the hellfire.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul man ista'adha thalathan a'adahu Allah. Man sa'ala Allah al-jannah atahu Allah iyyah thalathan.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it comes in a hadith that if the individual seeks refuge in Allah 3 times from the hellfire, Allah protects him from the hellfire. And if he seeks paradise, asking for it 3 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him paradise. And the individual acts upon that, or he engages in actions which will be a reason for him to enter into paradise, and he refrains from those actions which will be a reason for him to enter into the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أهون أهل النار عذاب اليوم القيامة لرجل يوضع في أقمص قدميه جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه ما يرى أن أحد أشد منه عذابا وإنه لأهونهم عذابا. متفق عليه.
هنا ذكر وصف أدنى أهل الناس أدنى أهل النار على تحت جمرة حتى تحت أخمص قدميه جمرتان دماغه يغلي منها حمان الله وإياه. هذا أهون أهل النار، فكيف بأشد أهل النار؟
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى mentioned that in this hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the least severe of the people who will be punished in the hellfire, and it is an individual where it is an individual whom 2 coals will be placed under his feet, whereby his brain will boil due to the severity of the heat. This is the individual, the least severe punishment of the hellfire. And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that this is the least severe of the punishment of the hellfire, one more for the most severe of the hellfire.
فهذا يخيف لا شك.
And this without a doubt causes the individual to be fearful of the hellfire.
ومن خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the one who fears Adlaj and the one who Adlaj will reach. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه أن النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال منهم من تأخذه النار إلى كعبين ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ركبتين ومنهم من تأخذه إلى حجنته ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ترقوته رواه مسلم.
إذن هذه أحوال أهل النار فيها حمان الله وإياه.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the condition of the people who will be in the hellfire. This punishment that is mentioned in the severity or the extent of this hellfire, the punishment.
لأن من الذنوب ما أتى فيها تعذيب ما أسفل الكعبين ففي النار إياك والأسباب.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there are certain actions which a specific punishment has come with regards to. For example, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in the authentic hadith that that from the garment which is lower or below the ankles, it is in the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعلي بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقوم الناس لرب العالمين حتى يغيب أحدهم في رشحه إلى أنصاف أذنيه متفق عليه.
يعني في عرقه.
And this word here رشحه يعني his sweat. This individual.
هذا يوم الحساب.
This will be on the day of judgment that the individual sweat will reach the extent of what is mentioned in this hadith.
يجمع الناس في صعيد.
That the individuals they will be resurrected and they will all be present upon an open plain.
تجمع الشمس منهم.
And the sun will become very close to them.
فينزل العرق.
And due to the severity of the heat, that they will begin to perspire and sweat.
حتى أن الأرض تشرب العرق.
So much so that the earth will begin to suck this or to, يعني to take in this sweat and perspiration.
فترتوي.
And it will be so much that it will suffice. يعني it will have too much. It won't be able to take any more.
ويبدأ العرق يرتفع على ظهر أرض المحشر حتى يكون زي كالبحر.
And due to the fact that the earth can no longer take in this sweat, it will begin to rise on the level of the earth so much so that it will be like an ocean.
وهو يوم عظيم يوم الآخر ثالث سنة مما تعدون.
And it will be such a severe day, this day of judgment, it will be like 1,000 days with regards to the days that you count. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is a very severe day.
شيء مخيف.
It is something which causes the individual to fear.
ومنهم من يظلهم الله ظل يوم الأظل الأظل.
And there will be those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade with his shade on a day that on this day that there will be no shade except his shade.
يمر عليهم هذا اليوم كضحوة.
And these individuals, this day, this severe day will pass them like it is the early morning, the early portion of the morning. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala made supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are from amongst those people who Allah shades with his shade on the day that there is no shade except his shade. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما سمعت مثلها قط فقال لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا فغطى أصحاب
رسول لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم
قال رحمه الله تعالى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا فغطى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوههم ولهم خنين متفق عليه.
تأثر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم they were emotionally affected by hearing the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ونحن يجب علينا أن نتأثر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is upon us to feel and to become emotional upon hearing this hadith.
يبكون.
They used to, or they cried upon hearing this.
لو تعلمون ما أعلم.
Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, if you know what I know, or if you knew what I know.
لأن الله تبارك وتعالى أطلعه على أشياء كثيرة.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam numerous things that only he knew.
الصحابي يقول ما سمعت مثل هذا.
And the fact of this, يعني the fact of this matter that Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, I didn't hear anything like this before.
نعم في رواية.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وفي رواية بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أصحابه شيء فخطر فقال عرضت علي الجنة والنار فلم أراك اليوم في الخير والشر ولو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا فما أتى على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أشد منه غدوا رؤوسهم ولهم خليل.
يعني صوت بكاء مع استنشاق مع الأنف من شدة ما بلغهم من الحزن ما يستطيعون استجماع أنفاسهم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this last part, this description of the sound that emanated from the Sahaba upon hearing the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the fact that they were crying, and due to the fact that they were crying and they were unable to hold it in, they were sniffling as a result of this crying. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن المكداد رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تدنى الشمس يوم القيامة من الخلق حتى تكون منهم كمكدار مير. قال سليم بن عامر الراوي عن المكداد فوالله ما أدري ما يعني بالمير أمسافة الأرض أم المير الذي تقتحل به العين. فيكون الناس على قدر أعمالهم في العرب فمنهم من يكون إلى الكعبين ومنهم من يكون إلى ركبتين ومنهم من يكون إلى حفوين ومنهم من يلجمه العرق الجامع. وأشار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيده إلى فيه رواه مسلم. الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that this is related to the previous hadith with regards to the sweat and the level of where this sweat will reach the individual. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يعرق الناس يوم القيامة حتى يذهب عرقهم في الأرض 70 ذراعا ويلجمهم حتى يبلغ آذانهم. متفق عليه. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ سمع وجبة فقال هل تدرون ما هذا؟ قلنا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال هذا حجر رمي به في النار منذ 70 خريفا فهو يهوي في النار الآن حتى انتهى إلى قعرها فسمعتم وجبتها رواه مسلم.
الوجبة يعني الصخبة الصوت.
And this word here in Arabic, وجبة, meaning that they heard something fall. They heard the banging or crashing of something falling.
وجبت جنوبها. لأنها إذا نحرت معقولة اليد اليسرى تسقط على جنبها فيصبح لها ارتطام لها صوت. كان الصحابة مع رسول الله فإذا بصوت قال هل سمعتم هذه الحجر ألقي في جهنم من 70 خريف من قبل 70 سنة الآن وصل قعره. هذا صوت يسمعه هذا يخيف جدا. ومع ذلك يأتي يوم وتمتلي لأنها تطلب هل من مزيد تمتلي فيضع الله قدمه فتقول قط اكتهت.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala explained this word wajba, and it means that the sound of something falling, because there's a verse in the Quran where Allah states the meaning of wajbat junubaha, يعني meaning that when the animals are sacrificed, they fall, and due to their falling, you hear this sound. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith is a description of this sound that a stone was thrown in the hellfire and traveled for 70 years, and that the sound that the Sahaba heard, the Prophet ﷺ asked them, if they heard this sound, and it was the sound of the stone being the stone falling, and the depths of the hellfire, the fact that it traveled for 70 years and then it just then falling, and that's what they heard. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if this is the vastness of the hellfire, it comes in other hadith that the hellfire will become full, and to the extent that it will even ask, "Hal min mazid?" Is there more? To the extent that the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Rabbul Izzah, He would put His foot on the hellfire, and He would say, or the hellfire would say, "Enough, enough."
تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioning verses related to the hellfire, the fact that people will be thrown in the hellfire and the hellfire will continually ask, is there more, is there more, is there more.
نسأل الله رحمته نسأل الله أن يتولانا برحمته وأن لا يؤاخذنا بزلاتنا وأخطائنا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is making supplication that Allah encompass us with His mercy and not take us to account for those things that we have sinned with regards to or fallen short with regards to.
نسأل الله يعاملنا بعفو وأن لا يؤاخذنا بزلاتنا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is making supplication that Allah pardon us and not take us to task for those wrong actions that we engaged in.
رحمته ونرجو ونخشى عذاب.
We seek Allah's mercy and we fear for His punishment, or we fear from His punishment. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن علي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان فينذر أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينذر أشأن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينذر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار تلقاء وجهه فاتقوا النار ولو بشق التمرة. متفق عليه.
هذا لا شك في ما يكون
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى stated that there is no doubt that in this hadith is informing us of what will come about and what the situation will be.
ماذا قدمنا؟ كلنا نعرف ماذا قدمنا. نسأل الله.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is asking the question, what have we brought forth? What have we done? All of us, each individual is aware of himself and that which he is engaged in.
No. اتقوا النار. يعني افعلوا من الأعمال الصالحة ما يكون سببا لتنزل رحمة الله عليكم ولا يعاقب.
And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, fear the hellfire, what is meant by that? Is to engage in those actions which will bring about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distance you from being from amongst those people who are deserving of the hellfire.
وَإِنْ كَانَ قَلْمٌ فِي ظَنِّكُمْ فَهُوَ عَنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ وَلَوْ شَكْتَمُرْ.
Even if those actions are looked at as being minimal or small in your sight, as what is mentioned in this hadith, even if it is with a morsel or a portion of a date. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني أرى ما لا ترون أبطت السماء وحق لها أن تئل ما فيها موضع أربع أصابع إلا وملك واضع جبهته ساجدا لله تعالى والله لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا وما تلذذتم بالنساء على الفرش.
أعد إني أرى
إني أرى ما لا ترون.
معجزة للنبي.
And this is a معجزه or a miracle which was given to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the fact that he saw that which others did not see.
أبطت
غطت السماء وحق لها أن تئرق، ما فيها موضع أربع أصابع إلا وملك واضع جبهته ساجدا لله تعالى. والله لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. وما
السماء مليئة لهؤلاء يعني عابديهم امتلأ بهم الأبواب.
The fact that the heavens are filled and the skies are filled with angels that are in constant worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ما من موضع أربع أصابع إلا وملك ساجد وملك.
There is not a distance of four fingers, the distance of the width of four fingers, except that there is an angel who is prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein.
كلهم يقول سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك.
And they say, Subhanak, يعني we have not worshipped you, the worship that you are deserving. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, how many sins have we engaged in? And how many actions have we fallen short in?
Wallahi,
لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا وما تلذذتم بالنساء على الفرش ولا خرجتم إلى الشعداء تجأرون إلى الله تعالى.
شعداء يعني البلالي، فررتم تريدون رحمة الله، يعني اعتزلتم كل شيء وتبتلتم لكن لا رغبانية في الإسلام.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that the last part of this hadith, the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that if you knew what it is I know, you would have cried a lot and not laughed as much, and you would have left the enjoyment of the women folk, and that you would have gone, or you would have went out and left everything. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, but there is no monasticism in Islam.
يعني لما أشغلت من الدنيا وملذاتها.
They wouldn't have been bothered or busy with the dunya and all of the desires or the good things that people enjoy with regards to the dunya or the worldly affairs.
ولا فتنة.
Or those things which bring about fitting for the individuals.
لشعوركم أنكم في حقه مقصر.
Because if you would have known what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew, you would have known that you have fallen short with regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving him those rights that he is deserving of. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is obligatory upon the servant to constantly strive against himself. And the individual is in constantly asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him for those sins that have transpired, that have passed, and those things that he has fallen short in the past.
And
this individual, he readies himself for the day in which he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala made dua that Allah protect us from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of those bad actions that we've engaged in. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي برزة نضلع بن عبيد الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن علمه فيما فعل فيه وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه وعن جسمه فيما أبلاه. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ تحدث أخبارها ثم قال أتدرون ما أخبارها؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال فإن أخبارها أن تشهد على كل عبد أو أمة بما عمل على ظهرها، تقول عملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا، فهذه أخبارها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
ما شك
الأحداث التي جرت عليها كلها مدونة.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that there is no doubt that everything which happened on the earth is recorded.
And
the fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran the verse that the day where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will resurrect the people and He will enumerate to them all of their bad actions and they have forgotten, or they would be in a state where they forgot these actions, Allah will remind them of these actions, and Allah is a witness over all things.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها وجدوا ما عملوا حاضر ولا يظلم ربك أحد.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in the verse of Surah Al-Kahf whereby Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that the book will be placed and the people who did wrong, they will be afraid of what is in the book and they will say, what is this book? As there is no large deed or no small deed except that it was written therein.
Alhamdulillah. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسب.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the statement, evaluate yourselves or take yourselves to task before that day which you will be judged. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the fact that the individual who repents, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive him. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that we are in the time of muhla, meaning that we have been given some respite, we have been given some time. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that look at these four things which were mentioned in this hadith, this previous hadith. Those four things that the individual will be asked about. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that be ready to answer these four questions. Shaykh the hadith that the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala was referring to, that the individual, يعني, he will be asked about these four things. He will be asked about his life and what he spent in or what he engaged in during his life. He will be asked about his knowledge and what he did with regards to it. He will be asked about his wealth and how he earned it and also how he spent it. And he will be asked about his physical body and what he did with it or what he engaged in with it. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف أنعم وصاحب القرن قد التقم القرن واستمع الأذن حتى يؤمر بالنفق فينفق فكأن ذلك ثقل على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لهم قولوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
ونقول كما قالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
We say like they have said حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
يعني أن علامات الساعة بدأت.
That the signs of the last day have appeared. Some of the signs of the last day have appeared.
هذا يخيف.
And that this is no doubt something that brings about fear, causes the individual to have fear. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يحشر الناس يوم القيامة وفاة غراة غرلا قلت يا رسول الله الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض قال يا عائشة الأمر أشد من أن يهمهم ذلك وفي رواية الأمر أهم
من خاف أدلج قبل قليل من خاف أدلج لما قلت أنا من خاف أدلج من أدلج بلغ المنزل ترجمت
لا أدلج قلت كلمة
أدلج ما ترجمت
سار الليل العجل
الذي في ليل
ايه.
وفي ظلمة
ايه.
ومستعجل
يعني
الشيخ
حبيب الله تعالى is explaining this word أجلج. The individual who fears أجلج, meaning that he traversed the path in the early portion of the night and he traversed the entire night.
يعني إن كان خائفا من الله فليكثر من طاعته. سابقوا سارعوا إلى مغفرة الله, سابقوا وتنافسوا, هكذا الخائف والمقبل. يعني يترجم هذا الخوف بعمل صادق مع الله عز وجل. ما يقول أنا خائف ولا يعمل شيء ولا يترك معاصيه ولا يقبل على الله الطاعة, هذا خوفه لن يجعل له بأثر في حياته.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that what is meant by this is hadith, this hadith that the individual who fears that he traverses the path the entire night, meaning that the individual took يعني his fear wasn't just mere talk, that this individual, his fear caused him to act and caused him to take or to engage in those actions which would bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala mentioned other ahadith and other verses from the Quran whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the individual to sari'u or to hasten towards good deeds. Abadiru bil a'mal, يعني the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said hasten toward good deeds, meaning that what is extrapolated from this is that the individual doesn't say I fear and not do anything. Rather, this fear causes the individual to hasten, causes the individual to go forth, and that is what is mentioned by this, that the, by this hadith, that this individual who fears, he engages in those actions, by doing those actions which bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ونختم بهذا الحديث.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that we were in tonight's lesson by reading this last hadith. وَأَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولْ يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ هُفَاتٍ عُرَاتٍ غُرْلَى.
حُفَاه ليس عليهم أحذية,
يعني the first
حُفَاه ليس عليهم لباس, غرلى كلما ذهب منهم عاد إليه, يعني حتى لحنة التي تقص في الختان ترجع.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the first word here, hufat, that the people will be resurrected and they will be bare, they will be bare feet, يعني or barefooted, they won't have shoes on their feet. Urat, that they will be naked. And ghurna, that everything will return back to them, such, يعني even so, or even to the extent of the foreskin that was removed and the individual was circumcised, that foreskin will again be returned by the individuals uncircumcised. قلتُ يا رسول الله الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. قال يا عائشة الأمر أشد من أن يهمهم ذلك. وفي رواية الأمر أهم من أن ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. متفق عليه.
في الدنيا الناس في الدنيا لما تكون هناك حريقة,
the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that in this worldly life, the people with regards to this worldly life, if there's a fire,
oh no,
or if there's a fire, there's something burning, or there's a fire,
ليس هناك تفكير إلا في النجاة, لا ينظر للقضايا المالية أو النواحي الجنسية أو هذه الأمور, خوفا من أن يهلك.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that people, when they're in this severe circumstance, they don't think about anything else. They don't think about the clothes that they may be wearing or not wearing. They don't think about the wealth that may be left behind. They are so engaged, or so much so engaged in this fear and in this war to avoid this fear, that they are not bothered with anything except rescuing themselves or being rescued.
أهوال ذلك اليوم يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبه شاخصة أبصار, ليسوا في حال أن ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض, أبصارهم شاخصة, الكل ينتظر ماذا سيحصل, ماذا سيكون. وهذا يدل على أن العبد يخاف من هذه الأشياء فيسعى لما يكون تحت ظل الله يوم لا ظل له. نسأل الله يجعلنا وإياكم منه. حقيقة درس هذه الليلة لابد أن يكون له أثر في حياتنا حتى نعمل بموجب ما تعلمنا, فيكون العلم اللي نتعلمه أثر في حياتنا. فهذا العلم إذا ما يكون له أثر في حياتك مسكين, لا بد أن يكون له أثر في حياتك وأن يغير منك, يؤدبك, يزيد من خشيتك, يزيد من إنابتك,
علم ما يثمر خشية هذا ليس علم, هذه معرفة كلام.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the severity of the Day of Judgment is so severe that the individual, he will run from or avoid those people who are the closest to him on the Day of Judgment. He will avoid his father, his mother, his wife, his children due to the severity. And also it is mentioned in the Quran, the meaning of that they will be looking up. They will not be bothered with anything around them or anyone around them. The severity of that doom will be so great that the people will be looking up, wanting to know or waiting to know what is going to happen, and they will be so immersed and so immersed with this fear that they won't be bothered with anything else or the condition of anybody around them. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that tonight's lesson and reading this hadith that we have read, that it should have an effect on the individual. It should have an effect with regards to our khashya, or the fear that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our inaba, or our repenting and going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the individual who learns, and this learning has no residual effect on his khashya or his khawf, and it doesn't manifest itself in his action, then this individual is a miskin. He's a poor individual. Rather, learning this thing, these things that we are learning, and the hearing these hadith and learning them, it should have its effect on the individual with regards to his fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his engaging in those actions that bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring forth the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help him to avoid the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this knowledge that we seek, it should have its fruits.
لابد أن يكون لعلمك أثر في أخلاقك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated, O student of knowledge, that your knowledge should have a residual effect on your akhlaq, your manners, your character.
يعرف بأدبه.
And so that this talib al-ilm, or the student of knowledge, is known for his good manners.
يؤثر في ليلك.
And it is also to have his effect on his night.
قراءة, قيام.
For example, his standing the night in prayer and his reading the Quran at night.
يؤثر في نهارك صيام أعمال صالحة.
It has its residual effect on his daytime. He's engaging in righteous actions during the day. He's fasting during the day.
الأمور التطوعية في النفع العام.
With regards to the actions that he does that have a general benefit, and those things that he volunteers his time and actions engaging in.
تعاملك مع بيتك مع زوجتك مع أولادك خيركم خيركم لأهلك.
Your dealings with your family and your children, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that the best of you are the best of you towards his family, and I'm the best of you towards his family. That the person's house should be a house of mercy.
وأنت كذلك يا طالبة العلم يا أمة الله يكون ذلك له أثر في حياتك في أخلاقك في سلوكك في أدبك في تربيتك لأبنائك في تعاملك مع زوجك.
And also for the female student of knowledge, the female servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that learning this religion, it should have its residual effect. It should have its residual effect with regards to your character, with regards to your dealing with your husband, with regards to your dealing with your children.
نحن نتعلم نعمل.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that we learn so that we can act upon that which we have learned.
دع العلم إلى العمل.
That this ilm, it calls towards being acted upon.
فإن أجابه وإلى الحل.
And if this ilm or this knowledge is acted upon, the ilm stays. If not, this knowledge goes.
كل ما يزداد العبد علم كل ما يزداد خشية وخوف من الله.
And as the individual, or as much as the individual increases in knowledge, it should increase in his acting upon this and his acting upon his engaging in righteous actions. He should increase in that.
إذا رأيت أنك تتعلم وأنت لا تخشى الله فيك خلل.
It should have its residual effect on the person's khashya or fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if you see yourself learning and this learning of the religion does not have its residual effect on your khashya or your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that there is a khalal, or there is something falling short, there is something mistaken, there is something that is not right.
بقدر ما تكون صادق مخلص في تعلمك للعلم بقدر ما يرزقك الله عز وجل من الخوف والخشية والإعانة على العمل بما تعلمت.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that as much as you have صدق يعني honesty and sincerity with regards to your seeking of knowledge. يعني with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in your khashya and you're having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're fearing Him and you're engaging in righteous actions and avoiding those actions which He has prohibited.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا إياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه بالدين.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by making supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions.
ونعوذ بالله من علم لا ينفع.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from knowledge which has no residual effect on the person's khashya.
وقلب لا يقنع.
Or which a knowledge that doesn't benefit, or a heart that doesn't fear.
ومن عين لا تدمع.
And with having seeking refuge from having eyes that do not cry out of fear.
ومن نفس لا تشبع.
And from a soul that is not satiated.
ومن لسان لا يذكر.
Or with from having a tongue which does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala sought refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from supplication that is not answered.
Sallallahu sallam ala Muhammad.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by singing prayers and salutations of all Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of tomorrow night's lesson at the Shaykh's house after Salat al-Isha.